The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 16th of August, and we do have a very, very special guest with us today. I'd like to let you know Janet is still on vacation. She'll be back on September 3rd, that Tuesday, and she'll be here at noon until 5 o'clock. So anybody who's looking to speak with Janet, please schedule your appointments. Well, actually, schedule your appointments. She has only walk-in service where you sign up the list, and it's first come, first serve. But our special guest today is a man I've known for well over 20 years who has a great practice, who I've been to countless times to have different procedures done at his office, the main one being, of course, chelation therapy. But let me bring in Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, I always enjoy speaking my mind.
I think our listeners enjoy it also.
Well, you know, there's one thing that sort of permeates the way I approach healthcare, because it really differs from what doctors are taught in medical school. Because what they're taught in medical school is to address symptoms that people have, and then, of course, they have a remedy for those symptoms. It's called a drug.
Pill.
And this, so really healthcare was taken over by the pharmaceutical industry. We mentioned Abraham Flexner a long time ago in the early 1900s.
Right.
The pharmaceutical industry basically bought all the medical schools and changed the curriculum and it became a way to promote the use of pills. You know, I'm not against pills per se. I'm just against them as the first line of therapy because that's how they're done. Everything is a drug deficiency when it's not. So, for example, I'm going to give you a list of some symptoms that people experience.
Well, before you do that, in your practice that you've had now for over 20 years
over
in helping
years.
People, what would you rank as probably the top first or second illness or feeling that people come to you with that they want to help themselves get, I wouldn't use the word cured, but getting better?
You know, the interesting thing, and some of our listeners probably know, I had a chapter in one of Suzanne Summers' books called Ageless, and that was all about hormone replacement therapy. And that after that came out, that became a big portion of my practice. You know, women looking for relief of a lot of the symptoms they're having, prior to which time wasn't really treated with hormones.
Uh-huh.
You know, they, for example, if you were a little depressed because of the hormone deficiency, you got an antidepressant. You know, they were treating all the symptoms associated with it instead of looking to correct the underlying cause. And that's the point, you know, I'm trying to make. So people, certainly a lot of complaints associated with a lack of hormones, including thyroid hormone as well, which is another one that's overlooked a lot. A lot of times people come, they say they're just not feeling well, or they've taken a lot of drugs and the drugs aren't solving the problem, or they're... They don't like the side effects they're experiencing with the drugs, so they're looking for a different approach. And our approach is really to look for the underlying cause of the problem and address that. And basically what we try to do is help your body function better. You know, just remember one thing. There's no such thing as a drug deficiency, but there are a lot of other deficiencies that we can correct. For example, on routine testing that we do that other doctors don't, we test nutrient levels. We find routinely people are low in vitamin D. But here's the other thing you have to realize, that the range for vitamin D is 30 to 100.
Right.
32 is not good enough. And that, but if you went to another doctor, he'd, you know, he'll look at that, 32, you're in range, everything is good.
Right.
You know, you want to be closer to 80 to really get the benefits of vitamin D. And the reason vitamin D came up or became popular, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it was observed that people living in the northern climates where it was dark a lot and they didn't get a lot of sun exposure and therefore had very low levels of vitamin D had a higher incidence of certain diseases, particularly multiple sclerosis. And then if you look at the same demographics, so to speak, near the equator where they were getting lots of sun exposure, you didn't see the same incidence. And then people started wondering, could that be the vitamin D connection? And after looking at vitamin D even more, they saw a connection with a lower incidence of colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. So it's an easy thing to correct. Now, Al, growing up, a big topic was rickets.
That's right? Correct.
Nobody knows about rickets anymore.
Right.
The way they got rid of rickets, because that was a vitamin D deficiency, they fortified milk with vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you the bare minimum to prevent rickets. Now, rickets is a softening of the bones, and one of the symptoms of it would be your bow-leggedness. You know, your bones would be soft, your legs wouldn't be straight. You don't see that anymore, at least in this country.
That's true. But talk about vitamin D. I just want to let the listeners know, if you didn't receive our email, which went out to yesterday, we have a fantastic price on Jarrow's vitamin D, 5,000 IUs, 60 in a bottle, 60 soft gels in a bottle, and you wouldn't believe the price. So I'm glad you're sitting down because we're selling it for only $2.49. That's an unbelievable price, along with some other great Jarrow specials that you find in the email. But take advantage of these because they're not going to last long. So getting back to the office with the people that come in to see you, critical issues, the amount of vitamin D, would you say that's when you're testing for different nutrients?
It's very subtle, but I'll give you an example. The other day I saw someone who was about 20, 21.
Young.
You know, actually feeling pretty good. And when we evaluated him, you know, his vitamin D level was low. Even his coenzyme Q10 level was low. His vitamin C level was low. Omega-3s were low. And this is kind of standard, but nobody checks for it because you don't correct that problem with a drug.
Right.
You let people live with those deficiencies long enough so they develop real illnesses that they'll give you a drug for. And that's part of the problem with the healthcare industry. They let people get sick so they can make money on you later on.
Exactly.
And sure. People don't realize it. So as the program goes on today, you know, we'll like to give you the information that can empower all of you to take better care of yourself so you don't have to face illness as you get older.
Well, I think that's something our listeners appreciate because they listen to the show every Friday at 10 o'clock and maybe other health talk shows that are on the air throughout the week. And people are always concerned about helping themselves. I wouldn't use the word cure again, but feel better and get to the root cause, as you pointed out. You want to get to the root cause of what's causing the problem. So you have the availability in your practice to be able to test people for the different nutrients that the normal doctor wouldn't look for.
Right, and they don't look for it because they weren't trained in that respect. And the reason I deviated from that approach was because I didn't see I wasn't getting good results treating people. For example, I remember in my training, you know, you'd have clinics, someone, you know, you have the medical clinic. In other words, you would treat people as an outpatient. In other words, they weren't sick enough to be in the hospital, so
right.
They were coming in, treat their high blood pressure or treat their high blood sugar. Those were the two predominant reasons people were coming in for. And all you really had time to do was give them their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But not any time to explain how do you reverse the whole process, because believe it or not, high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes is completely reversible if you address it early enough.
Well, you do that in your practice.
Yeah.
So people can come to see you. By the way, we should give out your information where you're located, because a lot of people may be listening for the first time and are not familiar with your practice that you have been in for over 20 years.
Over 30 years, Al.
30 years now.
Time flies when you're having
and
fun.
And you're only 39.
Right.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. You know, better than that, I'll give out the website.
Okay.
It's drslavin, S-L-A-V as in Victor, I-N, .com.
Easy enough.
So then on that, you'll see the phone number, the address, and a lot of information that talks about a lot of the different approaches we use. So early on, and you would remember this, Al, I came down to Florida in 1981. And remember Dr. Dan Rehm?
Oh, sure.
He was a doctor on the radio, and he was talking about chelation therapy. So here I'm fresh out of my residency. I'm down in Florida now. I'm listening to him on the radio, talking about something we never heard of, mm-hmm. you know, how he's reversing heart disease, helping what they call intermittent claudication, poor circulation in your legs. And I said, boy, we never heard about this in our training. You know, what a great idea that nobody's using in mainstream medicine. I said, well, it can't possibly work at all, right? Luckily, around that same time, I had a nurse working for me that had worked in his office. So I asked her, I said, you saw these people getting chelation. Did it really work? She said, all the time. She said, people would come in wheelchairs, and after treatment, you know, not one treatment, but after a series, they'd be getting out of their wheelchair feeling much better. So that's when I started doing it. And I didn't start doing it until two things happened. I went to one of his lectures in his office. And he you know, what he said about it made perfect sense, and he recommended a book, Bypassing Bypass, by Dr. Elmer Cranton, M.D.,
right.
And he was a Harvard-trained physician. I say, that's, you know, you can't get more mainstream than that. And he was explaining why chelation worked. And then I joined the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and they're the group that trains physicians to do this. It's a very simple concept, chelation therapy, and it wasn't a manufactured treatment. It was actually discovered treatment. People were being treated for lead toxicity. They were exposed to lead because they were using paint that was full of lead. And we know lead is a toxin,
right?
A serious toxin, a carcinogen. So they were getting treated for lead toxicity. And some of the people being treated, these were military personnel. They were experiencing chest pain, and that got better. And then, so someone observed, boy, there must be a connection. A chelation therapy for lead poisoning is getting rid of the chest pain.
Well, let's continue on with this, because this is a great topic for people to learn about. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined by our special guest, Dr. Herb Slavin. And stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Everybody,
This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 16th of August, and our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. And we're speaking about several different issues. The last one we spoke about before the break was chelation therapy, which we're going to continue with because it's something I did for probably close to 20 years. And it helped me, and I would hope that it would help a lot of other people. As a reminder, the store is open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed every Sunday, and during the week our hours are from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and again Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let's get back.
You mentioned Janet will be back September 3rd.
September 3rd,
that's
correct.
The day after Labor Day, right?
I believe it is.
Right,
yes.
And you close Labor Day, right?
No, I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure? Okay.
It really all depends upon the customer's reaction to what they think, because we want to be here to serve as customers.
Sure.
Sundays, I'm totally against being open. I will never open on Sundays. But I would consider, based upon customer feedback, to be open on holidays. We were open on Memorial Day, and people were very happy because it was a day off for them, and they had a place to shop that they can count on. So I'm good with that.
All right, so you have about 2 weeks to decide.
But before we get on to chelation, you have a special event going on in your office.
Yeah. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy, otherwise known as PEMF therapy, is gaining more and more popularity. We see terrific results with people. So we're doing a seminar to educate people more about it. But what's going to be really unique about this, you'll get a treatment. You know, you'll be able to experience it yourself to see exactly what PEMF therapy is. And the reason that we're doing it, because we were doing it, and we do it in the office, of course, but for people really to get the best benefit, they should do it on a more regular basis. And for a lot of people, that would mean doing it at home. You know, that would make more sense than coming to the office that often. PEMF therapy is used to alleviate pain and reduce inflammation. Even mainstream medicine uses it to help fractures that are not healing. It'll stimulate bone growth. It's also used to help injuries heal, improve your energy, supports the immune system, helps relax muscles, allows you to reduce your stress. Now, we're going to get into this later, but stress is the gorilla in the room, I guess, or the elephant in the room. In other words, it's a big factor in our health, but nobody pays attention to it. One of the other things is helps with sleep. Now, the reason it can help so many things, and I think the part of the explanation is it just helps improve circulation throughout the body. But the other thing it does is energizes all the cells in the body so they function better. And when you help the body function better, you get relief of these symptoms. These symptoms are a reflection that the body isn't working properly. Al, do you have a dog?
No, I don't. I wish I did, but I live in a condo, and they don't allow them.
So some of our listeners probably know, you know, when there's thunder outside, some dogs really go crazy. They start shaking and, you know, hiding. So we tested out this treatment on our dogs, and it really helped quiet them down.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know, and I even asked the people who provide the service to find out if they're making a something for dogs to wear so we can treat the dogs easily because this is good for them too. Now think about this. We're talking about electromagnetic therapy, and it's going to help counteract all the electrosmog out there. That's a term they're using now for unhealthy electromagnetic frequencies. And we're just seeing the beginning of this because they're going to be coming out with 5G pretty soon. So we're going to be bombarded even more with electromagnetic radiation. So this is a way to help correct your body and realign the body as far as its electromagnetic frequencies go.
When is your seminar going to take place?
Okay, this Saturday. Originally, as I announced last week, tomorrow, 11 to 1, and there was such a good response to it that we're having two sessions tomorrow, 11 to 1, another one from 1 to 3. And I think we still have some space, and I'll tell you what, if you call and we've run out of space, we'll plan to have another one maybe in another month just to do it again, because this is really important.
What number are we speaking about for them to call?
The call is 786-554-0400.
Do that one more time.
786-554-0400.
And now, is there any charge to this?
No, no charge. No, I like to, let people be aware of things that are available to help them, because there is no other treatment that can take the place of this. We're being, this is going to help your body function better, but also going to help counteract our exposure to all these negative frequencies we're constantly exposed to.
So when you say treatment,
yeah,
it's hard for me to visualize being in your office
right,
and either hearing, seeing, or actually participating mm-hmm. in this particular treatment, because
right.
you said they could do the same treatment when they get home.
Right.
So give us a clue as to what's involved.
Oh, okay, so you're familiar with the Ondamed that we have in the office.
Right.
Now, that treatment or that device is cost prohibitive to have a unit like
right.
that at home. So we have a different device which can be easily used for home use. And not only that, for travel. I can tell you, people, when they start using this, they don't leave home without it.
All right, so there's no trouble going through the airport
no.
security with
no.
this particular device?
No. Nope.
Okay.
And it's, the treatment is painless, but it does make a noticeable difference. But to really highlight it, how many times, I'll give you an example. I had a patient. She developed breast cancer. And in questioning her, she developed breast cancer exactly where she used to keep her cell phone, in her bra.
Uh-huh.
So how did that happen? Electromagnetic radiation from the phone. These are very harmful to our bodies.
Right.
And, to a greater or lesser extent. Other people have gotten other brain tumors from using, cell phones excessively. Occasionally shouldn't be a problem, but excessive use could be a problem.
And you do see people walking around with that phone gear
right,
glued to their ear.
And I think just as bad as they have these Bluetooth things in their ear, that they're constantly connected, that's probably not a good thing either. Uh-huh. Interestingly, they do make headphones. They look like headphones that do this treatment, pulsing into your ears to help tinnitus. So that's, the little buzzing in the ear that some people have.
So many of the older people
yeah.
that come in here
right.
Complain about the buzzing in the ear.
So we just want to pass this option along to people, the information.
The only way they're going to get this is by coming down to the office tomorrow, either from 11
well,
to
call
1
first.
Or 1 to 3.
Yeah.
You must call for
yeah.
an appointment.
Right.
Well, that's
call,
the only stipulation.
Yeah, I just don't want it so overcrowded that you won't get the benefit. But if we have an overload, we'll schedule another one, because this is important for people to know about.
And there's no charge.
No charge. And, this type of therapy is very widely used in Europe. But in this country, the healthcare industry has been hijacked by the drug companies.
Right.
If you haven't noticed. Everything is. People come from other practices on 10 different prescriptions. It's crazy. And probably, that leads into the other factor, how little anybody speaks about the fact that over 100,000 people die a year, over 100,000, from the side effects of drugs used properly.
That's a staggering number.
Forget the opioids. I'm talking about
right.
drugs used properly. My little thing about opioids is very effective drugs, and when they're used properly, they're not a problem. All these problems you hear about are when they're used improperly. We had the shooting last week,
right?
Which is
a couple
terrible
shootings.
Thing. But nobody points out how many people are dying. This is an article on a great website, naturalnews.com. You're familiar with that one, right?
Yes.
He was mentioning, you know, more people die from the scalpels that doctors hold, you know, than, you know, these shootings. And nobody's paying any attention to that. And 100,000 from drugs improperly used. You know, we have to be a little more vigilant about health care, you know, because we have control of it, you know, for how it's being used on us.
Well, would you say that, in your opinion, that the way to overcome these problems that people have with their health, you want to try the easy way first? Would that be proper sentencing?
All right. Here's how I do it. First of all, I say to a patient, number one, I'm not going to care more about your health than you do. So if someone comes to me and they're not interested, you know, then this approach is not for them. They'll settle for treating symptoms with drugs.
Right.
And that's it. But for those people that really want to find out a better way to approach their health concerns, yeah, we can work with them and show them how to do it, and they can get off most of their drugs. The only drug that I think is necessary when appropriate is pain medicine. You know, if you're suffering from chronic pain, you know, we should relieve it.
Right.
Give you an example. So many people went for back surgery to relieve their back pain, and it didn't work. Because that's not the reason to do back surgery. Back surgery should be reserved to decompress a nerve. If you have a problem in your back that's putting pressure on a nerve and you're developing neurologic deficits, you want to decompress the nerve. It shouldn't be used for pain relief, primarily because it doesn't really work. You know, after you get, you know, initially people feel better, then scar tissue grows back at where the surgery was done, and people get pain again. So that's not a good approach.
Well, you mentioned something I think that a lot of people come in to shave a lot for. But one thing we haven't done, if people want to see you and make an appointment, what number would they call?
All right, it's the office number is 954-748-4991.
Okay, that's the office, 954-748-4991.
And that number is displayed on the website, so drslavin.com is the website, so you can check it out there. And we take most insurances as well.
Oh, which is great, yeah. Because a lot of people go to doctors that don't take insurance.
Right, right.
So this is a good way to take advantage of getting your health back to where you want it to be. We're coming up on a short intermission. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. And we're talking about some different issues with people trying to help themselves through the aid of Dr. Slavin and a special procedure that we're still going to cover a little bit more of when we come back from the short intermission. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 16th of August, and our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. I want to remind our listeners that Janet Cimarelli is on vacation. She will be returning on September 3rd, Tuesday, which is, as Dr. Slavin pointed out, the day after Labor Day. And her hours on that Tuesday will be from 12 until 5. And Thursday, she's back from 11 to 3. Friday, 12 to 5. And Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. And it's a walk-in service that we offer free. There's no charge to see Janet or speak with her. But again, it's only by walk-ins, and it's a sign-up list that's first come, first serve. We are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you may want to make sure you're looking at your email that we sent out yesterday, because we got some fantastic news in there about the great specials going on here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Getting back with Dr. Slavin.
If they're not on your email list, how does someone get their email?
All they have to do is just come into the store and sign up for it, or give us a call and give us your email address, and we'll put you into the system. And you automatically will get one every Thursday. That's when we let everybody know what's going on at Save-A-Lot. But getting back to your practice, we were speaking about the special program that you're running tomorrow from 11 to 1 and 1 to 3, but they must call.
Yes.
And what is that number they call again?
786-554-0400.
Okay, so that's the only way you'll be able to get to learn about this new procedure that is going on that can help you alleviate some of the painful situations that you're experiencing. And you'll be tested. I wouldn't use the word tested.
No, you'll be treated.
Treated, okay.
But here's the difference between the alternative approach to health care is basically designed to make your body function better, as opposed to waiting for you to get sick and then using a treatment. For example, This is a treatment you do with healthy people as well as people that have a concern. But you wouldn't give chemotherapy to healthy people.
Exactly right.
I don't think you should ever give chemotherapy, period, but that's a different topic.
Right.
but I'll tell you what, and that's part of the reason we take this approach, to reduce your risks of cancer, because they really don't have good treatments for it. If they did, it wouldn't be the number two killer. Closing in on heart disease is the number one killer. So there aren't good treatments for it, but there are good ways to prevent it if only you knew that there was something wrong.
Right.
So that's the thing, too. And we mentioned earlier in the show about vitamin C deficiencies, vitamin D deficiencies. They increase your risk of cancer and heart disease. So, you know, you have to be aware of these things. Unfortunately, we take our health for granted until we get sick.
Right. Now, when people get tested for these different nutrients, they have to get blood work done. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where do you recommend they go for their blood work?
Well, you know, I have different labs that I use that provide excellent service. They're not Quest and LabCorp, because I wasn't as happy with their service as these other labs provide. And so there's a drawing center that we use that will draw for these labs, advanced medical testing centers, and, you know, so that
they're on Commercial Boulevard.
Right.
Just a little bit east of University Drive.
Correct, yeah. And I have a number for them if anybody were interested in.
I think it's important because people should get their blood work done at least once a year.
Well, here's the thing. Most doctors are trained in all doctors are trained in hospitals. In the hospital setting, you're seeing sick people, obviously.
Right.
And your goal is to get them well enough to leave the hospital. You don't know how to keep them out of the hospital. They're not being trained for that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're trying to do, is keep people out of the hospital, keep people from getting sick. Sickness isn't an inevitable thing. I know that because I have patients in their 90s that aren't sick.
That's important,
right?
For sure.
And not on a lot of medication either. You know, they would report back to me when they see other physicians. The physicians are always astonished that they're not on medication. So the notion that you have to get sick when you get older is wrong. But we don't appreciate that in this country because that's all we see around us. I mean, we're constantly reminded about that because on every corner there's a pharmacy.
Right.
If it's not Walgreens, it's CVS.
Yeah, they you know? Lock up the area.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere you look, there must be a lot of sick people around.
So what is the phone number that people can call if they want to get the blood work done? And again, it's probably well known that most people will get the blood work done at least once a year. And in certain situations, they could get it done more often than that based upon health conditions.
Right. It really depends. If you're healthy, once a year is enough. If you're following a condition, then you have to monitor it. And if you're trying to make improvements, of course, you would want the feedback more often than once a year. Mainstream medicine tries to see you. Well, if you're an HMO, they try to see you as little as possible because they get paid whether they see you or not. And some people may not realize that. Yeah. Anyway, the number for the lab is 754-216-2332.
Can you do that one more time?
754-216-2332.
And it's right on Commercial Boulevard, just east of University Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to get to.
Yes. So we're trying to keep people out of the hospital, keep them healthy. And unfortunately for most of us, they're not in that mindset until they get sick. Then they want to say, what do I do to get better? These drugs are treating the symptoms, but they're not making me better, and I hate the side effects of the drug. And that's when they come. And then typically what we see a lot of times, we'll call it subclinical thyroid problems. In other words, they're not presenting with a serious underactive thyroid issue, but it's there nonetheless, and correcting the thyroid can help a lot. The reason people have a lot of thyroid problems is we're exposed to a lot of, we'll call it the minerals or elements, competing with iodine. Iodine is necessary for thyroid hormone. The competing elements are chlorine, fluoride, and bromine. Okay. We're exposed to those constantly,
right?
And they're going to affect your thyroid function. But the problem is they're not going to change the blood test results. The blood tests are going to look good, but your body is now making a hormone that doesn't work properly. So that's why you have to spend time and take a clinical history of the patient. And you'll see patients are experiencing a lot of symptoms consistent with an underactive thyroid.
Okay, would you venture to say that the majority of people have something wrong with their thyroid?
Yes, I would say the majority of people have a thyroid that isn't functioning optimally. And
okay.
As people get older, just by virtue of getting older, you know, hormone production diminishes. It's not as optimal. Let me mention the name of a book that was sort of the first book of its type on this topic that I'm aware of. Broda Barnes, M.D., wrote it called Hypothyroidism, the Unsuspected Illness.
Uh-huh.
All these books that have come after him really just repeat what he wrote in his first book. And I remember one of the things he was trying to, the point he was trying to make with the thyroid is we don't think of heart disease as a thyroid deficiency.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, but it plays a role. The thyroid is important for a lot of things. Well, here's a thing you wouldn't know. One of the symptoms of an underfunctioning thyroid is high cholesterol. So you can see there might be a connection there.
Uh-huh.
Another symptom of an underfunctioning thyroid is depression. And there are all degrees of depression. But if you're feeling sad, you're not feeling motivated, it's not a deficiency of Prozac. Maybe your thyroid needs some support. So, you know, so this is how people have to think about it. You didn't develop a drug deficiency. I can guarantee that. But you might have a dysfunctional thyroid. But mainstream medicine is going to overlook it because they look at they don't treat patients, they treat blood reports. So they look at the test, oh, you're in range, it's not your thyroid. Go see a psychiatrist because your complaints, you know, there's no basis for them.
In your opinion, would you venture to say that a lot of the issues that people face today with health conditions come down to eating properly?
Absolutely. Yeah, I say to patients, if I have one test to do, if I can only do one test on everybody, it would be the body composition analysis that we do. I don't know if you ever had it done on yourself.
Must have had it.
It's a special scale, so it doesn't just weigh you, but it tells you how your weight is divided up, how much is muscle, how much is fat, how much is water.
At your office.
And it's important. And I can tell you, if I had one test, I can tell you the results. Everybody needs to lose weight.
Oh, okay.
Except maybe 1 or 2% of the people. But the majority of us need to lose weight. Some of us also need to put on muscle. And so if people were focusing on that, getting their weight where it should be, in other words, losing fat, putting on muscle, a lot of these problems that they face would disappear. So that's one thing. The other thing is exercise. You need regular exercise. And the, as I mentioned, the elephant in the room is stress.
Right.
How do we reduce stress? And this is the PEMF that I'm talking about is a great stress reliever. But there are other ways to reduce stress. My 95-year-old patient said when I asked him, he said, he doesn't worry about anything. Think about it.
That's a great philosophy,
yeah.
A great practice.
Do you practice that?
I try to, without a doubt.
Well, the reason is, if you think about it, worrying never helped anything.
If you really think about it.
Did it really make a difference? No. So stop stressing your body, because stress is has negative effects on your body 24/7.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
So that's why stress is such a big killer. And, you know, sometimes you hear of someone dying and you say, that's strange. They were so healthy. You know, they exercised, they ate right, but maybe they were under a lot of stress. To my patients, I give the example of Debbie Reynolds.
A famous movie actress.
Right. Are you saying for your younger listeners? I mean, well, she was in Star Trek. Her daughter was in Star Trek.
Right.
So when her daughter died, Debbie Reynolds, the mother, was dead in 24 hours.
Right.
Stress. You know, so stress.
But most doctors, when they treat stress, mainstream doctors, will go to the prescription pad.
Right. Then they're handing out Valium and Xanax and all those things. And it really depends what kind of stress you're under. And hopefully it's a temporary thing. In other words, if you experienced a death of a loved one, you need some temporary support, okay, take the drug for a couple of days or so until you can manage. But I'm talking about how you face life on a day-to-day basis. You know, you can't be worrying about every little thing, because that will undermine your health.
That's so true.
You know.
Now, interesting thing, this new procedure that people are going to come to your office to learn about.
Right.
Does that in any way help them deal with stress?
Well, it sort of helps them deal with stress without them knowing it.
Oh, okay. You know, we could talk more about that. I know we're coming up on our last intermission. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 16th of August. Our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin, whose practice is on Commercial Boulevard, and his phone number to reach him is 954-748-4991. But I believe your office is closed today. Is that correct?
We're closed on Friday.
We're closed on Friday. So it's Monday through Thursday only to call the office. Again, we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 16th of August. Our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. And if you missed any part of the show, we will be rebroadcasting this tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., or you can go to our website, which is www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. We archive all our radio shows, so if you missed any part of this and would like to hear it again, go to the website and listen to the show as many times as you like. The special feature that we're speaking about is a program that Dr. Slavin is doing tomorrow at his office, and it's called PEMF. And if we could just give the listeners one more quick part of it with the phone number so that they can either choose to come down and listen to it at 11 to 1 or from 1 to 3.
Yeah, 786-554-0400. We're on West Commercial Boulevard, just east of University Drive on the south side of the street.
And if my memory serves me correctly, it's 7200 West Commercial Boulevard.
Yeah, it's and it'll say Institute of Advanced Medicine.
A big sign right out front. And there's free parking. There's no valet parking.
Especially tomorrow, there'll be plenty of parking in there.
Oh, that's true, because you have a lot of professional offices there.
Right, and they're all closed.
Well, let's spend a couple more minutes on chelation therapy, which we stopped a while ago, and give people a heads up about how beneficial it is if they're experiencing some of the symptoms that you described.
So we sort of left off saying people exposed to lead and they were toxic from it were treated with chelation therapy, and they noticed their angina, which is caused by poor circulation to the heart, improved. And then they repeated that in a study form, and it was reproducible. And then recently, the trial to assess chelation therapy a couple years ago, I'm sure they were doing that because they wanted to prove that chelation didn't work.
I remember testifying at that.
Well, that was different. That was where they wanted to ban chelation in Florida.
Oh, right.
But this, they actually did a study. I think the reason for the study, they wanted to prove once and for all chelation didn't work so they can outlaw it.
But that didn't happen.
No, the studies show chelation actually did work, and if they did the study in a better way, I think they would have gotten even better results. And the better way would have been, instead of having placebo IVs, you know, they would have an IV with nothing in it and then the IV with chelation, they should have just had IV chelation, because we know what happens to people when they don't get chelation. You don't need a placebo for that.
Exactly.
Unless you wanted to prove that chelation is no better than placebo. No, actually, what you want, well, yeah, you want to show that a bag of water is going to save people, prove people's heart. And no. They could have done it just because a lot of people did want to do it. They didn't want to sit and just get, placebo water. So, you know, they could have got a lot of people, because to enter the study, you had to be at least 55 and have had a heart attack. So someone's going to sit there for their chelation and getting a placebo. They didn't want that.
Right.
So they could have just given chelation to everybody, and they could have seen, did these people do better than we would have expected from other people with the same health challenges? But there was another study done, and this one you don't hear about. It was done in Europe. It was a town on a highway, and they chelated half the town, and the other half didn't get chelated, and the half that got chelated, there was a 90% reduction in the incidence of cancer.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? That all these toxins we're exposed to, because chelation helps remove them, are associated with chelation, number one. Also, chelation supports your health by giving you nutrients, minerals, and vitamins as well, and that's going to help. So, any way you look at it, chelation is something that people should look into. But your mainstream doctor's not going to do it, because chelation, obviously, is a competition to drug companies.
Well, what is your recommendation as far as a course of treatment? Is it based upon the condition of the patient, or is it based upon how effective you think it'll be with that patient?
Okay. Basically, if someone is coming for chelation because they have symptoms of you know, chest pain for poor circulation, the protocol is 30 treatments once or twice a week, and then you go on maintenance after that once a month.
Which is what I did.
Right. Now, if somebody were feeling good and they just wanted it for prevention, you know, then I would say maybe just once a month do an IV.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Oh, so they have an option.
And we have other IVs that are very helpful, too, not on a regular basis like chelation, but ultraviolet blood therapy, very effective against infections, particularly viral infections, because there are no drugs for that that really work. Now, here's another treatment. By the way, chelation was used in hospitals before the advent of the heart-lung bypass machine, and they decided they could make more money treating heart disease with bypass than with chelation. The ultraviolet blood therapy was used back in the 30s and 40s in hospitals, exposing patients' blood to ultraviolet light, which would kill infections, especially rheumatic heart disease, which was very rampant at that time. It was the sequela to a strep infection. You get a sore throat, and if there was a complication, you could get it could affect your heart. And this treatment was used very successfully in that context. And in fact, Time Magazine wrote an article about it back, I think it was in the 1940s, about how successful it was. But that's no longer practice. Why? The drug companies can make more money selling drugs.
Of course.
Even if they don't work, they make money. Isn't that what a deal is that?
The drug
doesn't work, but they sell it anyway. And we could talk about lots of drugs in that category, including statins.
Right.
Not only do statins not work because they're not addressing the real cause of the problem, because high cholesterol is not the cause of the problem. They left out the other half of the study, that people with low cholesterol had just as much heart disease as people with high cholesterol.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Joe Biden said, we choose truth over fact. Remember? I'm not sure what he meant by that. Anyway, ultraviolet blood therapy, another option. IV vitamin C, also shown to be effective against cancer. Mm-hmm. But not just cancer. A lot of other conditions, because I mentioned earlier, vitamin C deficiency, very common. I just want to point out, you need vitamin C to make cartilage. You need vitamin C to make collagen. All right. So,
most important.
So collagen is what gives strength to your body. When you're deficient in vitamin C, you develop scurvy. What does that mean? Your body falls apart because it doesn't have collagen to hold it together.
Uh-huh.
When you're lacking vitamin C, you have weak coronary arteries that get damaged by the pumping of the heart, and that's why you have plaque. Plaque is put down over that to protect the lining of the arteries. So Linus Pauling demonstrated reversal of that whole process using vitamin C and lysine. He went to the government, let's do a study. Let's show people how they can reverse heart disease and keep healthy. They denied him on two occasions. That sort of tells you they probably know it works.
No question, the pharmaceutical industry had some bearing on that.
And by the way, most mammals make their own vitamin C. Only humans, primates, the fruit-eating bat, and guinea pigs don't. So, vitamin C is very important. Humans don't make it. You need to take it.
So that's another procedure that you do at your office.
Yeah, vitamin C, the ultraviolet blood therapies.
You do OndaMed, which I think a lot of people may not be familiar with.
Right, OndaMed is another usage of electromagnetic therapy, used diagnostically as well as therapeutically. In fact, it is effective, but to get the true effect, you have to have repeated treatments, and that's why we're showing people how they can do it at home if they felt they could benefit from it.
And people can learn more if they go to your website, and that's Dr. Slavin.
Right.
Again, spelled S-L-A-V-I-N.
Right.
So it's very easy to get to on your computer.
drslavin.com.
Right.
And then,
I forgot about the .com.
Yeah, and then you could look up a lot of things. Because all the things I've mentioned today, you can find on the website.
That's it. That's good for our listeners to learn about. No question about it. We only have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you about your feelings on bioidentical hormones.
Well, again, the theory behind bioidentical hormones, and we have to credit Jonathan Wright, MD, because he was really the original proponent of it. We're just imitating nature. We're giving your body the same hormones you were making when you were younger in small amounts, not very large amounts, and if done properly, it really doesn't have any side effects. If the mainstream medicine doesn't use bioidentical, they use artificial hormones.
That's the key.
That's where all the complications come in. And then sometimes they'll use unopposed estrogen, and that creates problems. So, no, bioidentical hormones couldn't be safer, in my opinion.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure our listeners would appreciate learning more about that as well from your office, and that's located 7200 West Commercial Boulevard. Phone number to reach Dr. Slavin's office is 954-748-4991. He is closed on Fridays, but he's open Monday through Thursday. And he keeps very late hours on those 4 days a week for you to come in and visit. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I will remind our listeners that we are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you want to hear the show again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, or go to our website and listen to it on the archive part of the website. Thanks for listening. Dr. Slavin, it was a pleasure having you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.